Good evening. Welcome to Speaking in Your Basement. Tonight we're going to talk about three ways writing will challenge you. The first way is just in showing up. Now, there's two spaces between you and any of your goals. The first is the most common and consistent. It's just showing up. It's being willing to show up consistently on a regular basis and do your best at whatever the task or you're working in, whatever area it is that's going to move you towards your goal. The other gap is time. If you get the first one down, the time's going to pass, but it's going to pass with you getting better and better and better at the skill you're learning or whatever else it is you're doing. So if you get the commitment down, it's just a matter of time. And with writing, this can be a big challenge for a lot of people. A lot of people don't like to write. Well, you're writing in some sense already. You're either regularly writing emails, or you're regularly writing texts, or you're writing something. Maybe social media updates, but you're writing something. So all it is learning to transfer that to a slide, to a new medium. And you don't have to do anything perfectly or profoundly complex. You can just use your own shorthand, so long as it's something that you have a good chance of remembering what you meant when you read it later. But just write a few notes down. And if you do that for a few minutes a day, you'll get better at it. You'll get better in a lot of ways. Your speaking is going to improve as well. But the first challenge, the first hurdle to overcome is just showing up. That's the first way writing is going to challenge you. The second way is in clarity of thinking. Now, this blends a little bit with the third way. We'll, of course, talk about that in a moment. When you pay attention to any field, it opens up. And one very powerful way to pay attention to it, of course, is speaking, as we've covered. But another, a way that might be even better, is writing. Now, when you speak an idea out loud, it gets it out of your head. A common response after a failed joke is, well, it was funny inside my head. Well, that's the challenge, isn't it? You want to get it off quick so it sounds fun and witty. But also, have you really considered how it sounds? Are you taking the time to really try to figure it out in your head? And of course, you can't say it out loud just to feel it out. And then, unless you're planning a comedy performance or something. So that saying something out loud, that gets it out into the real world. And then you can hear how it actually sounds. You can't really hear how it sounds inside your head. Well, the same thing's even more true with writing. Because rather than just saying it and hearing it, you can actually say it, hear it, and look at it. Look at it as you're writing, as after you're done writing. You can look at it to edit it. Look at it to see what you did well. Look at it to see what needs to be removed. Look at it to see what needs to be added. As you look more closely at this field, at whatever it is you're learning about, as you write about it, the area expands. You can get more detailed and make subtler distinctions and get clearer and clearer on the subject matter. Now, this is a challenge. You will have to keep coming back to it. And of course, this is one of the reasons we resist it in the first place, because you know when you write something down, when you write it out, you're going to be able to see it a little more clearly. There's a little bit of a death of innocence that goes along eternally with writing, because you keep writing things down and you keep getting more clear, and it gets more and more challenging to BS yourself with ideas that just sound good, but when you actually write it out and get clear on it, it's not nearly as good, or it's possible, it just needs a lot of work. The final way writing will challenge you is in deepening your understanding. Every time you come back to something, you have the potential to deepen your understanding. And again, like I said, this goes hand in hand with clarity. When you come back multiple times, not only are you going to have a chance to really get detailed and get more and more clear on it, you're just going to deepen your understanding of it from multiple exposures. Now, if all it is you thinking about it and then you writing it down, that's two exposures. When I used to write speeches, and I still do this when I write speeches for Toastmasters, I just get a rough outline of it, just concepts, just the concepts I want to cover, three major points I want to cover, or whatever else it is, just a real rough draft, shorthand outline of what I'm going to talk about. Then I talk through it. I speak to the three points. I kind of get an idea of how I want to open. I get an idea of how I want to close. Mm-hmm. I get an idea of how I want to transition between the points. And when I start going through that, then I get some ideas. Oh, I definitely want to keep that. And I'll write the idea down, right? I say something and I think it came out particularly well. I'll write down how I said it. And as I do that, it gets a little more fleshed out. So I look over my notes a little bit and then just think about it in terms of the notes for a minute. You know, kind of get a feel for what's there already. Think about if I want to add anything or if anything I added already needs to be taken out. And then I'll deliver the speech again with a little bit better, more detailed framework. And I keep going back and forth. And each time I get a little bit clearer on what I want to say and how I want to say it. This can be powerfully beneficial for you if you're willing to take a little bit of time writing. So those are our three ways writing will challenge you. Let's see if I can recall all three of them. The first way it's going to challenge you is just by showing up, and then it's going to challenge you with giving you the opportunity for critical thinking, more clarity of thinking, and finally, it's going to give you the chance to deepen your understanding, but you do have to have that willingness to work. You do have to be willing to show up. Because like I said earlier, when you're willing to show up, that means the goal is going to happen. It's just a matter of time. I'm Ben Langley. Thanks very much for spending some time with me today. We will talk again soon.